Yeah, wherever you go, you're always right here. Right here where the breath is, right here where the mind is. Part of you at least is here. The part that's not here, that's the problem. When it's wandering off all over the place. So you've got to make sure that you feel at home right here. This is one of the reasons why we work with the breath. One of the reasons why we think about the inconstancy of the pleasure you can find outside, the stress and suffering that come when you are looking outside for your happiness. In other words, like the carrot and the stick. The carrot here is a sense of pleasure and also a sense of enjoyment that works with the breath. Sometimes even though the breath isn't getting quite where you want it to be, but the fact that you can play with it gives you some sense of enjoyment as you're experimenting with different things. That right there gives you some reason to want to stay in the present moment, to see what you can learn. And then when you run across something really good, okay, that confirms that this is a good place to stay. That's the carrot. Then the stick is when you realize when your mind wanders off and looks for happiness outside, it's going to pick up a lot of other things as well. As I was saying in the Thai Dharma talk last night, you've got ears. You want to hear nothing but nice sounds, but you know anybody's ears who hear just nice sounds. Your ears are equipped to hear all kinds of sounds. Same with your eyes, all of your senses. When you go looking outside, you're bound to run up against all kinds of things you don't want. And even the good things you find outside are going to change. And in John Lee's phrase, the things outside may be good, but they're not really true. And what's true about them is that they're not really good. And so you use that as a stick to remind yourself if you're going to find happiness, you've got to find it here. No matter how much work it may take, no matter how much time it may take, whatever the difficulties, this is your only hope right here, is true happiness inside. So as you're meditating, try to make good use of both the carrot and the stick. Sometimes the stick gets a little bit heavy, so well, let's give some carrots. Sometimes you get a little indulgent with the carrots and you get wandering around and say, well, these carrots are nice. How about some carrots over there? Carrots over there. That's when you want the stick. And so learning how to use the carrot and the stick with yourself, that's an important part of the skill. That's what helps keep you on the path.